It is time now for a community connection here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. There is quite a race for Washington County Sheriff coming up in June, and we actually have one of the candidates with us. His name is Aaron Vaughn. Aaron, what can you tell us about yourself?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I think it's been an incredible ride so far, experience so far. And, you know, I'm just a guy who has grown up here. I've lived in this community my entire life, and I just want to give back. I want to serve to the highest capacity possible. So,
yeah. And what does that service look like to you?
I think it's a lot of interaction, a lot of, you know, getting in the trenches with the community, you know, having a lot of the divides and the gaps, you know, starting discussions on how to bring the community closer together from a law enforcement perspective. I think that's kind of what the vision is for me anyway. So.
Are you from this area originally?
Well, so I've lived here since I was 8. So yeah, pretty much. I was born in Tulsa. Prior to the age of 8, I lived in Denver and Pennsylvania and kind of all over. But lived here since I was 8, and, you know, a graduate of Bartlesville High School, and just been, you know, working. And I love this community. Yeah. I love this area of the nation. It's the best, in my opinion. So,
what year did you graduate from BHS?
02.
02.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And anything after high school, where'd you go?
So after high school, I was in the military. So I served 13 years in the Oklahoma Army National Guard, in the 45th Infantry Brigade. And, I went to Afghanistan and came in 03 and 04. And upon coming back from Afghanistan, that's where I began my law enforcement career shortly after. I think it was around 06 that I started with Bartlesville Police Department. So,
okay. And how do the two correlate between your experience in the National Guard into police work?
I would say there's a lot of similarities as far as, you know, you carry a lot of responsibility because you're put in situations that are the most extreme that we can experience as human beings, I'd say. And so in both occupations, in both walks of life, military and law enforcement-wise, I think the similarities kind of align as far as what you are tasked to do and how you carry those out, the responsibility that comes with caring for communities that you're serving in. So,
yeah, totally. And what can you tell me about your experience with the Bartlesville Police Department? What have you been able to do in your time there?
Okay. I spent my first year with the Bartlesville Police Department, and then I spent 7 with the Dewey Police Department. So I like to say that Bartlesville jump-started me into this world of law enforcement, and the people there, those officers and the people that serve this community are really great in what they do. I learned a lot that year, and as time progressed and I went to the city of Dewey, it was like night and day because of size and you know, department structure and everything was different. But I'd say that it helped me grow in understanding people to a greater extent. You know, you interact with people, hundreds and hundreds of people daily, and being able to communicate effectively with the communities that I've been able to be a part of, been blessed to be a part of, has helped me tremendously in my walk, and I'm thankful for it.
Now, are you still with the Dewey Police Department, or have you moved on since then?
No, I left the Dewey Police Department approximately right at 6 years ago, and I currently work for Phillips downtown. I would say that the transition wasn't easy because I still feel called to do it. You know, I have a heart to serve and a heart to be dedicated to helping people. The transition was more of a personal thing to try and do something different for my family. And I think it's been a good ride so far. I'm looking to get back into this be able to do a lot more for my community than I was previously. So.
And you said you did it for your family. What can you tell me about your family?
So I've been married for, it'll be 10 years in right at a month. So I'm really excited about that. My wife, Kelsey, is so supportive, and she's part of the reason I'm doing this. You know, without her support, this thing doesn't happen. Her guidance and her love and just the drive that she has in seeing me succeed is a lot of what carries me. You know, we pray and we talk, and if it wasn't for our faith and for the love that we have for each other, I wouldn't be doing this. And we also have three beautiful children who keep us occupied 100% of the time that we're home. So very blessed. I'd say we have a normal home in the sense of a family, you know. They're great. I'm truly blessed regardless of the outside circumstances that surround us. So.
Now, what do your kids think about Daddy potentially being a sheriff of Washington County?
You know, I think so my 6-year-old and, you know, my 1-year-old, they're just kind of a little oblivious to it. They ask questions, but they don't really understand. My 10-year-old son, he thinks it's pretty impressive. You know, he thinks it would be a great deal, you know, and he gets excited about it, but...
Yeah, it's really cool to have little guys around kind of wondering what's going on with Dad.
Absolutely, man. They're my world, you know what I mean? So I do everything with them in mind, so.
Yeah, totally. And just kind of looking at kind of your resume here, too, you are a graduate of University of Oklahoma and Oklahoma Wesleyan University. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so when I was actually serving in Dewey in a full-time capacity, I attended Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and I obtained my associate degree there. Moving on from that, after I joined Phillips, I attended the University of Oklahoma, and I got my bachelor's there in administrative leadership. Kind of, you know, with that mindset that one of these days I'm gonna be a leader, or I may be called to be a leader, and I want to be ready for it. So,
yeah, that's awesome. I've also heard that you are in a band. What can you tell me about that?
I am in a band. The name of my band is New Kings, and we actually started about 10 years ago, just two of us. Now there's four of us, and we've been all over. We got to all over the world. We've been to England, we've been as far as Montana and West Virginia, all over the United States, and we recorded our first single last year in Nashville, and it's been all over the radio. So we've been very blessed, and we've achieved some I would say mild success in that arena. We're very blessed, and God's doing some amazing things for our music, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm not going to stop. For all the people out there, they've asked a lot. I'm not going to stop making music, regardless of what happens in my life. God's given me a gift, and I want to use it. So,
and for people that might be listening to this interview now and are wondering what that single was, what was that single?
Sure, the name of the single is No River. It's being broadcast on the House FM, and I think we might have sent you guys a track. I'm not sure. If not, we'd love to get it to you guys, and maybe you guys could get that out there. But people, we have a Facebook page and a website also, so go check that out.
Yeah, totally. Now, I'm curious, too, again, why do you want to run for Washington County Sheriff?
Well, most importantly, I feel called to run. I feel like God has laid it upon my heart, and he's kind of given me a peace with my decision to run, and that call to action to serve my community in such a massive way. I don't feel like I should skip over that or glance over that. And I'm running more than anything now to try to establish a strong moral foundation for the law enforcement community here, so that we have a greater understanding of the job that lies ahead. And like I said, I think the law enforcement community in this county does a great job now, and this would only be to improve upon that. But I think really the establishment of a great moral foundation for our community, for the future of our children, is something that's really important to me. And so I want to try to achieve that. I want to help create that.
And out of curiosity, too, why would we run against Sheriff Owen by chance? Is there anything that you're seeing with the current administration that needs to be changed, or is it just because of this faith-driven aspect that you have?
Well, you know, you hear things here and there, and, you know, I know Scotty on a personal level, and he's a great guy. I just bring something different in the grand scheme of the totality of what I think a leader should be. And it's not, I wouldn't say that I'm better. I would say that I'm different. And I do believe that I can do better in that position. It's just a matter of perspective, though. I guess if we're speaking to specific things, I would have to say that there's a lot of things that you hear of, budgeting wise and things like that, that may not make sense to someone when they hear it. And so I think that I'd love to look at that and the financial aspects of the job and try to just apply a greater fiscal responsibility to the office itself. So.
And what other top priorities would you like to make if you were elected sheriff of Washington County?
Definitely the community policing aspect of it. I keep kind of harping on that, but development of law enforcement and citizen relations is key to me. It's essential and it's needed. And I think as time has progressed, somewhere along the way, the officer citizen relationship has deteriorated. And I just want to kind of regrow that, restructure that, re-strengthen and renew that. And I think it's very possible, and we got a great county to do it in. So
totally.
Yeah.
I think if I remember correctly too, Osage County has become kind of a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment.
Sure.
What can you tell me about that in terms of maybe bringing that to Washington County?
It's definitely something that I will be looking strongly into. I'm a strong advocate for our right to bear arms, to keep and bear arms. I'm not ever going to shy away from that. I believe fully in the Constitution, and I believe that it was God-inspired. And I believe that we need to adhere to that and do everything we can to protect citizens' rights.
If I may ask, why Sure. do you believe that it is God-inspired?
I believe that the foundation of our Constitution, the foundation of our nation, was predicated upon God's law, first and foremost, and that the founders understood that fully. And I believe that what they wrote was so far beyond the pale of just an average run-of-the-mill document. It was meant to last, and I believe that only the sovereignty of God, the power of God being ingrained into that document itself, could have made it what it is today and last as long as it has. And I think it will definitely endure. So,
totally. Aaron, is there anything else you'd like to add about maybe yourself or what you'd like to do if you were elected sheriff?
I just want to say, first and foremost, I appreciate the tons of love and support that my campaign has already been given. This community within Washington County has been incredible. Me and my wife have been floored by it, and we're going to keep on pushing to try and win this election and bring about some really positive and effective change for our community. However that shapes up, I'm not sure yet. Time will tell, but I do believe that we can make this community better.
We've been speaking with Aaron Vaughn. He's a candidate for Washington County Sheriff. Sir, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.